It's the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment this morning. And joining me on the phone today, Janine Tirana and J. Mark Bailey, country singers coming to Kodiak Mountain Resort in Afton this Saturday for the Small Town USA Tour. It takes place from 1 to 5 Saturday afternoon. Tickets available at AmericanFrontierEntertainment.com. Guys, this is going to be a great show. It's an event. It's not just an outdoor concert. It's an event. Food trucks, drinks, bouncy houses, vendors will all be there. Of course, those that attend invited to bring a chair, bring a blanket, and you guys have been able to perform in Wyoming a number of times. Janine, let's start with you. Tell us what you like most about performing in Western Wyoming.
It's very different from, you know, where I grew up, and I just love the, I love looking at the Wyoming skies. I love the view on the way in. I love the people. We got to perform in an Alpine a few weeks ago, and it was the sweetest experience we've had, just being able to share original songs and meet some people from the community. So it's a community we've grown to love and really enjoy visiting and playing for.
J. Mark, in previous trips, you mentioned performing in Alpine. You've performed quite a few times at the Ford Theater in Afton. This venue a little bit different with the Small Town USA Tour. You're going to be on an outdoor stage at Kodiak Mountain Resort. What's different for you guys is in an outdoor setting? It's a kind of a unique summer outdoor concert setup.
Yeah, I love playing outdoors. I grew up in Utah. I grew up in the outdoors, and I grew up driving through Star Valley quite a few times. In fact, part of the reason that we ended up performing there the first time at the Ford Theater was because I swore when I was younger and as I was, you know, driving through, that I was going to retire to Star Valley. That was like the goal, because it's got to be the prettiest place I've ever seen. So, but I mean, playing outside is so much fun because I think people are just generally more relaxed and they just kind of are there for a good time. And we've got a bunch of other great artists with us. We've got Katie Matthews and Trinity Seeley coming, and it's just going to be a good time.
You know, as American Frontier Entertainment has put this show together, it's this upcoming Saturday, 1 to 5 on the lawn at Kodiak Mountain Resort. Weather should be perfect for it. But as American Frontier Entertainment put this together, they wanted to bring in artists that were not only country musicians, that were high-quality country musicians, but shared in the same small-town Western lifestyle that we have here in Western Wyoming. So, Janine, maybe speak to that a little bit on how you guys fit that culture and that brand of small town country music lifestyle.
Yeah. So like I said, I grew up in upstate New York, and I lived in New York City for a very, very long time and made my move to Nashville in 2020, and progressively every year have gotten more and more on the outskirts of Nashville. I'm now in a town called Bethpage, which is a very small town, and learning, the small town ways has been a really very unique experience for me, being from such a big town. but I'm really embracing that feel where everybody knows each other, people participate in local events, and we wanted to bring that, you know, our music to towns like that, and really dive into those kinds of communities, and, you know, bring live music to places with that kind of culture, and it's a really rewarding experience, as opposed, you know, I have nothing against big towns, obviously I'm, you know, from one, but it's just a different dynamic when you can really sit with people and get to know a community like Star Valley and start to recognize the people and what they do and how everyone contributes.
Don't let her fool you, man. She's as cowgirl as they come.
I know it. And the music matches that as well. Absolutely. J. Mark, I wanted to ask you a similar question. Growing up in Utah, I know the ag community is very important to you. The military community is very important to you. And how does your music speak to those Western small town ways of life and that culture?
I grew up in Orem, when Orem was still small. You know, I mean, we were still very community centric. We kind of knew everybody. The end of my street, so I grew up at the mouth of Provo Canyon. Just my first job was on ski patrol at Sundance, and we spent all summer every weekend a different town had a rodeo, and that's just what we did. And musically, I kind of got my teeth. I grew up on Chris Lee, but he was also influence on my music, and eventually, before he passed, became a mentor for me. So you'll hear a lot of that in my music. But you know, my great grandpa was a sheep herder outside Heber prior to the Jordanelle coming in, and I just kind of grew up doing all that. That was just daily life for us. And so, now, and one of the things that Jimmy maybe didn't mention is we work together with Gone Country Cowboy Hats, and they're a 20-year-old company, but they're a mom and pop company. But our whole focus with them is exactly this. It's that small town, revenue, that small town income, that small town situation, multi-generational, family businesses and stuff like that. And that's something that we're focused on both from the music standpoint, as well as everything that we do in our other side of our professional life, which just happens to be cowboy hats. So cowboy hats and country music is what we live every day,
That's fantastic. Speaking with Janine Tirana this morning and J. Mark Bailey, both part of the Small Town USA Tour, which is this upcoming Saturday, 1-5 outdoors on the lawn of Kodiak Mountain Resort. Tickets available at AmericanFrontierEntertainment.com. That's AmericanFrontierEntertainment.com. Let's talk more about the music. I know you guys have performed a lot together. You've done some solo work, of course, some new songs recently coming out. Gene, tell us about your style of music for those that have not had a chance to hear you yet.
Yeah, I definitely am, I would say, more traditional country music. If I had to pick a genre that I love best, it'd probably be 90s country. that's kind of my jam. So I do kind of a throwback to traditional country music with lots of, live instruments on a recording. We love to have that live feel in our recorded sound. And I don't know... Coming from New York, I have obviously a different spin on things. So it's a little different than probably what you'd hear if I had grown up in Kentucky or somewhere like that. But I'd like to think that it's a little bit of a throwback to that traditional sound.
Absolutely. J. Mark, you mentioned the influence of Chris LeDoux had on you. This is Wyoming. Everybody loves Chris LeDoux here. Tell us about kind of your style of country music and what people should expect on Saturday.
It's interesting. If you look at my earlier stuff, the first song that hit radio was a song called Just to Hang Around. And that was actually a song we were working to have Chris potentially sing on with me, and he passed before we could get a voice on it. But that era of stuff was definitely rodeo rock and roll. But as I've gotten older, I've also maybe tamed pieces of it. I don't want to say a lot because I still get wild sometimes, but it's become a little bit more contemporary, I think, reflective. As you get older, you start looking at things a little differently. And so I think it's become a good blend of all the above, but still very much, like Janine said, I think one of the things that's really important to us is when we go into track a session here, we don't track maybe the way a lot of other people do. We track live, meaning we're going to go in, all of our players are there. We use some of the best guys here in Nashville. We've got Buddy Hyatt, who produces us, and he's an amazing guy. He's played with literally everybody, and including Toto, the rock group. He did a lot of vocals and stuff for them. But we go in and we track live. So, for example, we use Lonnie Wilson on drums, and currently Lonnie tours with George Strait. We use Brent Mason on guitar. I think Brent's played on just about every major country hit in the last 25 years. He's on everybody's stuff. But we all go in together. And so when the music comes out, we want to get it right and stuff like that. But at the same time, it's a living, breathing feeling when you hear what we do, which was, that was a change for me, I think, in later years, because before it was multi-tracking in the studio and, going in and ultra polishing and all that kind of stuff. And this way, it just feels a little bit more vibrant, feels a little bit more alive, a little bit more real. So I think you'll hear some of that. We are acoustic this weekend, and that's going to be fun. We love doing that when we get the chance, because it gives us an opportunity to kind of get a little bit closer to everybody and just kind of talk and have a good time. It's more like Janine and I have been talking about this. When we hit these kinds of shows, it's kind of like inviting somebody into your front room. you know.
Absolutely. Love it. Looking forward to it. That's Janine Tirana and J. Mark Bailey performing this weekend at Kodiak Mountain Resort for the Small Town USA Tour. They'll be joined by Katie Matthews. They'll be joined by Trinity Seeley. There'll be food trucks. There'll be vendors. There'll be bouncy houses. It's not just a concert. It's a whole big event. So AmericanFrontierEntertainment.com for tickets. That's AmericanFrontierEntertainment.com. Janine, J. Mark, as always, thank you for your time. We'll look forward to seeing you this Saturday.